Hey guys, I'm Jason Guymon, host of the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I am a self-employed entrepreneur. I grew my pressure washing business to $1 million business in just under 5 years. And now I'm helping hundreds of pressure washers start and grow their pressure washing business also. I'm helping you so that you can be the king of pressure washing in your area. Today's show is going to be an awesome show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. Are you ready to get to the next level? Let's get started. Mr. Jeremy Main here today, and he's actually in the Cincinnati area. And I know I look kind of crazy and funny, but if you send me a shirt, I'll wear one of your shirts because Jeremy gave me one of his shirts. And we're actually here in Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky. Jeremy came down for the Haven Lighting. And this is a guy that I talk a lot about. I know a lot of you guys have probably heard Jeremy's story by me telling Jeremy's story. His girlfriend's right here that's really the head of the business that's probably got the business where it is if it wasn't for her.
Fiance, sorry.
Soon I call him his wife, whatever you want to call her. But this will be, I guarantee you, an impactful day. I can't wear sunglasses the whole time because I won't be able to see your comments as they come in here. And so today I've got Jeremy Main. He's the guy that I've talked about that was a garbage man, literally on the back of the truck, picking up garbage. And so this is something that he has started a pressure washing business. We'll dive deep into it. And so before we get started, I want to say thank you all for showing up and watching. Again, we're at, I'm actually came to a class here. Also, it's Haven Lighting. I haven't done a lot of it. Actually, I've not done any of it, but I'm kind of learning the landscape lighting and all of that. And that's why Jeremy said he was coming. And I was like, well, it's in my back door. So I've got to be here too. So, and the awesome thing about this place here and the awesome thing, we were talking about, with all the people here is, you know, there was some people that have been trying to do this and they've been in business for 3 years doing it on the side and they've only made $10,000 and different things. And the beautiful thing of it is what I told them is the networking after the classes, you know, the classes. Yeah, you do some, but there's some awesome people here today, like Jeremy. There's Jeremy, and he's just a little fish in this pond. We got a guy that has he has lots of businesses. He has three landscape lighting businesses, so he probably does probably 10 million. We got Paul Gardner here. He does 10, 11 million. And so this is something that is very cool, very awesome, and I just wanted to bring Jeremy on. I know I've been trying to get him on for a while, but Jeremy, tell us a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and all of that good stuff.
So I just want to say thank you for finally pushing me to do this because he always bugs me to do it, and I make up a reason why I can't, you know. So, Jeremy Main, we're in Metro Detroit, Oakland County. Yeah, nothing special. Just
how many kids you got?
Three kids.
Three kids. And what did you do before you started a pressure washing business?
So actually, in 2 days, will be 3 years since I quit my job as a garbage man that I did for 15 years. And what's bad is I didn't even have a savings. I was paycheck to paycheck. I was paycheck to Tuesday. By the end of the weekend, I was already broke. I just slowly started doing this on the weekends, selling jobs, doing gutter cleaning. You know, I thought it was a way to do extra money because I've always done extra stuff, worked 7 days a week, and I was always broke. I didn't know what I was doing, you know. So I'd spend it as soon as I got the money. And I just kept doing it, and then I spent some money, went to the huge convention with Jen, and we started realizing this could be something, a new career.
So I met Jeremy in person. Obviously, he had followed me online like a lot of you have also. And I taught him how to do Christmas lights in the very beginning. He's one that I always tell the story that he took my class and he said I was crazy by the end of it because, like I said, you do $30,000 to $50,000 your first year if you do the steps that I say. Now I actually say $30,000 to $100,000 because I've had several people take my Christmas light class and get to $100,000 in Christmas lights. And how much was your first year in Christmas lights you did?
I think it was $38,000.
$38,000, which is awesome, your first year in Christmas lights that you didn't even believe you could, right?
We were in the car and I told Jen, there's no way we can do that much money. This guy's a little crazy. Maybe we'll do like one or two jobs, you know. So
let's kind of go back here for a second of getting back off the truck. What were some of the fears of getting off the truck? Because I always say there's two hardest things is one to get, you know, quit your full-time job. And the other time is getting off the truck. So let's start off on the first one because you've done both. Let's start off on the first one. What was the hardest thing of quitting your full-time job and making this a go at it?
You know, really it was just making the decision. We kind of planned, it was going good and then winter came, you know, so we waited. I worked all winter and had it planned that, you know, in April was my birthday. So I'm like, April, that's when everything kicks off. That's when I'm going to quit. I'm going to, you know, leave, you know, and then this, you know, that C word, you know, happened, you know, and that was going on. So during COVID, I'm like, what if everything shuts down? I have the most secure job on the planet. You know, we used to joke around, you know, the one thing's for sure is death, taxes, and trash. So, you know, as long as there's people alive, I always have a job. So, but I didn't quit in April. I got scared and I just kept working and we kept getting busier and busier and busier to where I was losing money by going to work. So finally in July, I quit my job, and in a couple days, it'll be 3 years since I quit my job.
And was that the best decision you ever made?
By far.
And was it the scariest decisions?
Besides dating
Jen. Well, Jen. Yeah, that's true.
So it was the second.
Yeah. But was that a scary decision when you made that jump?
It was. I was really numb. Like, I remember, like, actually, I sent you the video. Mm-hmm. I made a video on the last day. I don't know if they noticed, but I was tearing up. I was numb. Like, I didn't know what I was doing, but it was great. I mean, it was easier than what I thought after I quit.
So you quit your job. You started doing Christmas lights. What did you do your first year as a pressure washing Christmas light business? Your first year going half year full time. Do you remember?
I think it came out to about $80,000.
So you did $80,000 your very first year. And then your second year, where were you at?
Second year was 200.
200. So we doubled in 1 year by going full time. Now, here's the other issue that Jeremy had that kind of caused him to grow is he's kind of old. And he's been jumping up and down on a truck for how many years? 15 years. And there is another thing that Jeremy did. What was another job that you had that's kind of an interesting job that you had?
Oh, I was a furniture mover. I did that for over 10 years.
And then you did something else, too. What else?
I was a block layer. I carried cinder blocks around.
And you did something else, too, that's kind of unique.
I did security for ladies. you know, when bachelor parties and girls go to entertain the guys.
And so he was the security guard.
I was the security for like.
How long did you do that?
About 7 years on and off.
So that's an interesting thing that you found out about.
It's mostly weekend work. So
yeah. Did it pay well?
It was good. It was $200 to $300 a night. I thought that now, you know.
Two to three, now you make that in an hour.
Yeah, but that was 15 years ago.
Right. So these are things that you were able to do to get to where you are today, right? And so the next thing is by jumping up and jumping off of garbage trucks and jumping out of things, you blew a hip, right? You have bad hips. And at this point, you're growing. And you were the type that you would have probably never came off of the truck if this was incorrect.
Exactly.
And so you just got off of insurance. And here's the thing. If this would have happened while you had the full-time job, you wouldn't have had to worry about any of this stuff. Now you got to worry about getting your hip replaced and insurance and all the things that you could have said, you know what, screw it, I'm going back to the garbage man. At least I don't have to worry about insurance and all of that stuff. But you didn't. And so what did you do to keep your business running and growing, even though that you couldn't get up on the roofs or you couldn't do a lot of the work at that point?
So, my second year, you know, my hip was just hurting bad. It was like I was almost getting stuck on roofs because I couldn't move. So I at that time, I was talking with my younger brother who was wanting to start a company. And then he said, well, why don't I just come work for you? And he was a union iron worker. And I'm like, I can't afford you, you know? And then the pain got worse and worse. So I said, yeah, why don't you, let's try this. Let's see if it works. So he came on and, you know, cause he's already used to heights. He's younger. He was only, I think, 25. So he was a natural. He's doing great. And he's very mechanical. So he fixes all the trucks. But yeah, I would have never, it would have just been me. I would have maybe got some helpers or something, but I would never have trusted to put somebody in a truck and take off. I mean, back then. Now I would.
So that on $200,000. So that's kind of, and up doing 400 the next year and 800 last year. And this year you're going to do over a million, right?
Yeah.
And so that is within, you know, a 3 to 4 year span that we got here. Let's go back a little bit, because when you first started your pressure washing business, what did you first name your pressure washing business?
Proper Power Wash.
Proper Power Wash, like every other pressure washer out there.
Which,
right?
I didn't like the name, but it's all I came up with.
And so one thing that I love about Jeremy is Jeremy is all about his education and keep growing and learning and educating himself. So how did you go from proper Power Wash, whatever it is, to Pink Pro Wash?
So actually, I was watching Brandon Vaughn talk in Arizona at ResponsaCon. We didn't even have Response a bit, but we went to the conference, and it's a good conference. He was just saying something about giving back and do what's in your heart. So, at like 2 a.m. that night, I got up and, bought the domain name while Jen's sleeping. We woke up the next morning and I said, we're changing the name of the company. And she said, no, we're not. So then I, you know, I did what, every, you know, adult human would be is, that day went to everybody, went to Jason, and I said, what do you think? Should we change? Jen says we shouldn't. So, and everybody thought it was a pretty good idea because of the reason. I lost my mom to breast cancer, so I was just, it was a perfect decision. I've been wanting to do something to give back. I've never been in the back anything. So now I finally felt like, you know, do some good to help people. So it really empowered me. I liked it.
And how old was you when your mom passed?
I was 23.
23.
And my mom was only 40 years old. I had two younger brothers that were, I think they were in fifth and sixth grade. So they were much younger. So it was pretty hard on the family. And I've had a lot of other cancers in the family, cousins, and close relatives, and I've seen what it does, and just being able to help, I mean, makes my day. It's what I look for. You know, it's not money. It's anything I can do to help people. Really been, I think, the benefit of it.
So by by doing this, you've been able to help a lot of people and give back to the community of the Pink. You know, you've been able to do sponsor golf tournaments and different things that give back to the community and value that you would have never been able to do in the past, correct?
Yes.
And sure. So that is what is awesome about running our own business and doing it. And in the beginning, you know, a lot of times we talk about you just start getting all these leads and the phone just starts ringing and it's just amazing. And here's the other thing, guys, if you're liking this, please like it. And if you got any questions, I will try to, I don't know if I'll be able to see that far or not, but I will be reaching my hand up there. If I can't. So if you got any questions, don't hesitate to ask. But what was, so in the beginning, it's always hard to get leads. So how did you start to get the phone ringing in the very beginning?
In the very, very beginning, I bought some super cheap signs, did a couple signs, gutter cleaning, just the really small ones, gutter cleaning, power washing. I think it had window cleaning on there too. And, just did a couple jobs, did really good for people and then tried to grow off that. And then, actually when I was at ResponsiCon, we started using Zeke, and that's what really put us to the next level.
Right.
We didn't even have a website at this point.
So as you started growing and as you started growing yourself, right, what have been some key takeaways to get you to where you are now? Or what have been some, like, points that has, like, you can see that next step coming?
Tough question. I know one thing I always try to do is I do what's right for the customer. I try to make things right, even if we lose money. I would rather do a good job and they know I did a good job. Even if the company, we got to go back there a couple times, we lose money, whatever. If we mess up, that's not their fault. So if you just put them first, even if you lose money on that, how many people are they going to refer to you? So, I mean, that's really helping others and taking care of others is what I would say. Put them first and you'll grow. If you just think about the money, you're not going to get anywhere.
I'd agree with that. And so what have been, obviously we grew and we've got employees and what are some things that you've been able to do that you would have never dreamed to being able to do? Like, you know, I always say that you can start your own business and it's going to be hard in the beginning, but it can give you time freedom. It can give you financial freedom. It can give you different freedoms that you never knew. What are some of those things that you've gotten from owning your own business and doing this?
Well, I mean, countless things. You know, what really stands out right now is, I'm glad I have these glasses on right now for this, that my youngest daughter wrote me on Father's Day a letter saying how I'm the most inspirational person in her life. And she actually puts in there how much I've changed and how I inspire her. And actually she put Jen in there too. And it was like a 3-page letter and I cried like a baby. So that's been great. I mean, we were able to, you know, take trips, you know, we still work a little bit. Yeah. We still, you know, do some work but I don't mind working when we're on vacation. You know, I mean, it's not like,
yep.
It could be worse. You know what a back of a garbage truck smells like?
Way worse than that, I promise you. I do know what it smells like.
The cab of the garbage truck.
I made many runs to the back of fires in the back of it or, you know, something gas smell coming out of it because they threw some chemical in there that blew up in there and, you know, people are passing out because of that chemical put in there.
I've seen that.
We've had to dig them out before it was on fire, and that is not a good feeling at all. And so it's definitely some things. And so what have you done over the years to further your education, and I know you've done a lot, but what are some things that, you know, I always say that you got to invest in yourself, right? Because if you don't invest in yourself, nobody else is going to invest in you. I mean, and so what are some things and how has that helped you grow in your business?
Before I was even doing it full time, I remember calling Jason, bugging him, asking him questions, and he's like, I said, what are you doing? He goes, I think you said you're at the firehouse or something. So I didn't know Jason. I'm like, this dude's at the bar or something? Like, I really thought he was at the bar. I was like, oh, okay. But I was asking him questions about, like, a rust removal job, I remember. And he told me, I sent him pictures, and he said, you should charge, like, $1,800 for that, like, minimum. And I was like, man, he's... So I ended up still, I think we sent the quote out for like $1,200 because I didn't think we could get that much, but we never got the job. But, I'd say then right away, I signed up and, you know, started doing coaching with you. And I mean, being able to get, you know, ask you questions and just your whole group of people, I mean, it's worth way more than what he charges, actually. And as much as he tells everyone to raise their prices, he should be the one raising his prices. Because, it really is. I'm not trying to hype him up, but it's valuable. I would not have gotten to where we're at without using you.
You did the coaching. You've done you've been to two or three of my classes, in-person mm-hmm. training classes. And, you know, it is something, but you've went above and beyond. I know Paul Gardner, he posted, he's actually here too at this conference that we're here.
Great guy.
And amazing guy. And when he was on here, he said he spent $250,000 just in coaching and learning more and educating himself. And, you know, this dude's worth $12 million. So it's not like he needs to come here to this little old thing right here where we're at. But he comes here because of the networking and learning things and growing and that. And so have you spent $250,000 on yourself yet?
Not yet. Maybe combined. I don't know.
But go ahead.
I also have done the BBB. That was also really valuable. That group, now it's not the BBB.
What right. is it? I don't know what it
AMP,
is.
AMP.
Yeah,
it's.
AMP.
That's a good group. I learned a lot there. And then I got connected with Michael Burnoff. And really, I was able to just start thinking at the next level. You know, like, I don't know if you guys can see this. Average Sucks. That's Michael Burnoff's book. Guys, the more you spend on yourself, it's like 10 times you get 10x results. I mean, it really is. You know, I'm not spending $200,000, but he's definitely not cheap.
Right.
And he'll be at the Huge this year, and you'll see why. He's pretty amazing. I went to was one of his events out in Arizona, and I said, I don't know what I just saw. I don't really understand everything, but if I can get a little bit of what this guy does, it's worth it. So
as you've grown and as we see this, I know you've helped other people. What are some things as a new person, or would you tell a new person to start focusing on in the beginning of their business journey?
Focus on people, just focus on doing, you know, a good job and mindset. I mean, but I don't think people in the beginning can really understand to change their mindset. If you get your mindset right, like, you'll grow.
What about having a poor mindset? How do you overcome that?
Stop hanging out with poor people. As bad as that sounds, you can be around some people. It's, well, what is it? Poor people and I can't think of the other poor. If they're poor mentally,
right?
Or, I'm still not saying it right, but you know, the good time is going out drinking every night. Those aren't the people you need to be around. you need to be around people here. You know, they're not worried about going out drinking. And that's what most of my friends used to be. I mean, even the garbage company. I mean, when you're around those guys, you start thinking like them.
And I would agree 100%, right? You become the five people you're around. And if you're at the top of the five people you're around, you're not going anywhere further, right? You're going to be at your top. And so you got to find the next five people that you're at the bottom of them, right? And so that way, the only way you got to go is up at that point. And it's not always easy, you know? And it's one thing that, you know, Jeremy said it in the beginning, getting in the uncomfortable zone, right? If you're living in comfort zone, you will never be able to get where you want to be at. And that's just the price you pay, right? It's getting into the comfort zone, getting out of the comfort zone and getting in the uncomfortable zone and living in that uncomfortable zone. How long have you been living in the uncomfortable zone, Jeremy?
Ever since I quit my job.
You know,
and what's scary is that's the way I like to be now. Right. I actually enjoy it. Now I'm, you know, I actually got excited for you to do this when you said, hey, we're going to do a live, you know. Before, I would have been thinking about a million reasons. I drove 5 hours to get here. I'm not right now. You know, let's do it tomorrow. I would have done that.
And I didn't give him that choice. I basically said, you're doing it, right? And so that's how it is. And, you know, Jeremy's helped me a lot. Jeremy has, you know, I've been able to coach him and be able to – he still calls me all the time, and I still give him crap, and we do it. But, you know, he was one of the people in my life right now that has actually helped me. I seen somebody say I was looking good. That has actually helped me lose weight. Jeremy has been one of the people that he's like, you need to do the carnivore diet, Garmin, you need to do the carnivore diet. You're getting fat, Garmin. Basically, he didn't say that, but he's basically saying you need to do that. And when I first met him, I was doing keto way back then, and I'm stuffing my face with pizza. And what's he say? What'd you say to me?
Said, oh, so you're not doing the carnivore or a keto diet anymore?
I said, nope, not today.
Because it was at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, why are you eating pizza?
So, but, you know, it is something that, you know, he kept on me about you need to do the carnivore diet, Garmin. You need to do it. You need to do the carnivore diet, Garmin. And so I was like, fine, I'm going to do it in January. I did it. And now I've lost. A lot of you know that I was 319. My goal was 250. And here's the deal. This is why you set goals, guys. A lot of you guys don't understand why you want to set goals. And we'll get to back to Jeremy on this, too. I set a goal for 250. I was waffling between 275 and 250. And I actually have a coach he was like, pick one. You just got to pick one and sit it. So I was like, screw it. I'm going to pick 250. And 250 was a BHAG goal. Like, that was a goal that I would have never dreamt I could have got down to. I haven't been 250 and I couldn't tell you how long. I mean, it's been years, like probably 20 years since it ain't been that long because I got divorced and those diets will lose some weight. So that's probably when the last time I was there, when I was like 23, 24. So it was almost 18 years ago. And I was like, there's no way I can do it. And so Jeremy has helped me get on it and keep me going. And that's the thing, right? You know, he checked up on me saying, you know, he looks at it. And this is why you build these relationships with people too, that, you know, I'm helping him grow. He's helping me grow. And it's good all the way around. And that's the important thing. Get people. When you go to talk to him, he's got crazy eyes just like I do. And hopefully my phone don't keep being stupid, but he's got crazy eyes just like I do. And so you don't know if he's talking to me or over here or where he's talking about. And so this is the thing that he's, you know, but these aren't things that have held either one of us back, right? We could have let that hold us back. And I've heard, you know, I know I've heard it in the past that I can't do this because of this. I can't do this because of that. And so these are things that we can't let things hold us back. Are we perfect? I'm not perfect. Are you perfect?
Definitely not.
So these are what you have to do to keep growing. So what are your thoughts on this here, Jeremy?
Yeah, it's you have to change your mindset. You know, it's like those, you know, like the smokers. When you'll see people that try to quit and they're like, but I'm a smoker. Well, then they're never going to quit.
Right.
You know, you have to be a business person now. You have to be a different person. And you know what? If you can't get around those people, I mean, there are options. You can business groups, BNI groups, the Chamber of Commerce. I would say just don't be around the bad influences and start reading. I mean, if you can make up with reading, and I hate reading, guys. It's hard for me to read, probably because of here. But,
hey, that's awesome on quitting smoking for 10 days.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And, you know, you just start reading. What's your book?
Think and Grow Rich. So
the other one, The Power of Thinking Big.
The Magic of Thinking Big.
Jason recommended that forever, and I finally read it a couple months ago. And it's because it's basically, if you read that, it's simple, real life stories of how people thought big and made it big. And then, I mean, there's tons of books. Average Sucks. Read that one. That's a newer book that Michael Burnoff wrote. And that's an easier read too. It's not really hard.
Let's go back to, because we always say this, and I think that a lot of people struggle with this, is the 6 inches between your ears, right? The difference between successful people and unsuccessful people is the 6 inches between your ears. And it's the mindset, right? If you can change your mindset, you can literally do anything. I've been reading Think and Grow Rich. Paul Gardner was on here. He reads it 3 times a year. Why does he read it 3 times a year? Because somebody that was way smarter than him told him that. And guess what? He's way smarter than me. No, it is not easy. And I don't know why this thing is being stupid. Like, we've been 30 minutes and now it's going to be stupid.
Life happens for you.
I know.
Instead of to you.
And so you can, you're in charge of your own destiny at the end of the day. You know, your choices, whether they're good or bad, are your choices. You know, a lot of times people want to blame other people, right? And this is a bad thing to do. I can't do this because I'm this. I can't do this because I'm that. And that's the least thing you can do. You know, like I said, we both have disabilities of crazy eyes. We can't read very good. I can't write very good. But if I let that do that, I would never be where I'm at today. And that's the important part of making sure that you take your mindset and you start growing, you know, and that's where you got to go at. That's what you got to do. You know, I was talking to some people here today. They came to our class last year, to the Advanced Christmas Light class. And they're a couple from Alabama. And they did landscaping and stuff like that. They both have full-time jobs. Remember who I am, do you? And I was like, I know your voice, but I don't remember who you are. But I know your voice. I've heard it. And so I did. And then when I seen the husband, I was like, did you quit your job? And he still hasn't quit his job. Neither one of them has quit their job. Now,
do you remember when I only remember them because I looked at him. I go, when are you going to quit your job? And I seen him instantly get scared. And I'm like, you got to do it. You need to do it. Like, they are already very successful from what I remember.
So right? They did $30,000 their first year in Christmas lights. And last year they did $180,000 in Christmas lights. And now she is a pretty high manager and makes really good money at Walmart. And he works 3 days a week and took 12 weeks off. And, you know, they put a lot of money of that into savings, and they're making probably over $1 million a year, close to it between the two of them in their business. And so, you know, it's one of those things that, but you know what? She kept telling me, she said, Jason, if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be where we're at right now. And so the reason why I push for mindset and the mental side of things is because this is the hardest part of this business. Anybody can do pressure washing. I know that most of you out there right now have watched thousands of pressure washing videos, and you've learned everything about the pressure washing. And you're so worried you're going to screw something up, and you're just so worried about that you're not going to have the right equipment. Somebody on here said he did 100. So Walter, he did a, he has a 4 gallon a minute, or he had a 3.2 pressure washer and a pump up sprayer, and he did $168,000 with this little pressure washer and a pump up sprayer in where he lives at. $168,000. He's already done $100,000 this year. And you know what he upgraded to? He went from a 3.2 to a 4 gallon a minute. And so,
He can't afford it
because he's already at $100,000. He has a soft wash system, but he's been too busy working to get out of that. And so this is something that, you know, I hear the excuses a lot of times, and they're excuses, right? People want to go buy all this equipment. They want to go buy all of this gear, and they want to buy all this stuff, and they don't know how to get customers. And a lot of it is the mindset. He worked on his mindset and worked on how to sell better and how to sell. Because you know what I've heard people tell me before is, well, I can't charge that because I don't have the equipment. Why can't you charge it, right? He gets up on a roof and he will pump spray a roof and charge $1,200.
We just did a commercial job for $28,000. I'm like,
and how many days were you there?
3 days,
$28,000. Would you have ever believed that you could do $10,000 days?
And we, if we did it better, could have been done in two, possibly one day.
So you could have done it and made $30,000, $27,000 in one day. Mm-hmm. And so that's the thing, right? And you would have, and if in the past, how much would it be to charge for that?
$5,000.
And you would have lost your tail on it.
And the owner of this building is worth $2 billion.
So do you think he would know the difference between $3,000 and $27,000?
I mean, yeah, nothing for him.
I mean, you
he
know.
He would know that that's not enough money.
Right.
And right. He would actually go with someone that charged more.
Mm-hmm. So as we have grown and as you have grown this business, what have been some things that you've been able to do for your employees or maybe for the community that you would have never been able to do?
I mean, besides sponsoring the golf outings and doing everything we do, but I love my employees, my brother and one of our other employees is going to the Huge. We're paying for them to go, pay for them to do training. I mean, if anything they want to learn how to do, I'm willing to help them. I'm hoping in the future, it's up to them if they want to go, but I think we're going to pay for them to go to Michael Burnoff, one of his events, if they want to go. We got big news that, my other brother is moving from up north down by us, and he wants to work. So it's going to be good.
So this couple of weeks ago, you'd had a big thing that you were able to do that you probably would have never dreamt that you're doing. Tell me a little bit about how that came about and how that worked out in the end.
Talking about the van?
Nope. What? Talking about the ribbon cutting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the ribbon cutting. So we bought a warehouse last year.
Now, was that a little stretch for you?
I would have never believed. I couldn't have, if I would have wrote down dreams, that wouldn't even have been on there.
Tell me about this building.
That within, you know, guys, one of my favorite sayings is people overestimate what they can do in 1 year, but underestimate what they can do in five. So I'm serious. Like I don't talk about it too much, but I was basically homeless. Didn't have money even to rent a house. I slept. But she knew that's what I needed, and it worked out. But so we 2 years from quitting my job, we purchased a warehouse and it's on the lake. I mean, it's got office space. It's amazing. The guys can go out, take kayaks out. But so this year, cause we never did a ribbon cutting, the Chamber of Commerce said, you know, let's do a ribbon cutting. So we set it up. I mean, and it was amazing. We had a bunch of people come in. It was great. I mean, I was kind of numb. I was just so happy. But right before we were cutting the ribbon, my brother, he leaned over to me and he goes, you remember what you told me when I came down to work with you? And I'm like, no, because he moved down and moved into my house. And like, I didn't know if this was going to work. I mean, my family at this point was ready to kill me because my younger brother that was a union iron worker quit his job to go power wash. But I go, no, what are you talking about? What did I say? And he goes, you said that we were just going to, you know, like, we weren't going to get big. It was just going to be, you're going to run a truck and I'm going to run a truck. And that's about it. I don't want to get any big. Look, the franchising, I mean, and it's all mindset. Now I truly believe anything's possible. That, you know, I'm the one holding myself back. So
I agree. And it is definitely cool to watch you grow. And it's cool to watch you and Jen grow as a business and as in relationship with each other. And so it only took him 5 years to get engaged. So it'd be another 5 years to get married.
Three years.
And so
on our boat in the Caribbean, just so it's, I've said it.
Okay.
So 3 years, if that didn't happen, call me out. Like, okay. I called Jason out for eating pizza for breakfast.
But so one thing I would say, guys, if you do see Jeremy at the Huge or any, he does do a lot of trainings and stuff. Don't hesitate to go up and talk to him at these places. He will talk to you. He's not one that's like, I'm better than Z and don't you come to me because you're dirty and unclean. He's used to dealing with dirty things of, garbage and stuff like that because he was a garbage man for so many years. So I know a lot of you will be going to the Huge. So definitely find Jeremy. You can't miss him. He's not quite as tall as I am, but he's pretty daggone tall.
Just better looking.
I don't know. I'm coming. And so take that risk. Don't be afraid to take that risk, take that chance. You know, you got to bet on yourself. Nobody else is going to bet on you. That is guaranteed. Nobody else is going to bet on you. You have to bet on yourself to win, right? Just bet on yourself to win. Don't bet on yourself. And if you fail, guess what? You learn something and do something different and you'll win at that, right? You never win that first time you do something and it's just like poof and it's just magic, right? It doesn't happen that way. So Jeremy, with that said, what are some things as a new person or
hold on, go ahead. So what he was just saying, if you look at when something bad happens, don't even look at it as being bad. Like Jocko Willink actually has a good video about that. Good. You know, like, oh, you need a hip replacement? Good. Now hire somebody. I actually said this at the Huge convention 2 years ago. Now I'm friends with him and his wife a little bit. But I was eating lunch, and I didn't even know them. They were talking to me. And he goes, yeah, I fell off the ladder and broke a vertebrae in my back. And in the middle of eating, I just said, good. And I just kept eating. And then I realized what I... And, you know, he understood and we laughed about it because I was like, oh, my God, I'm so mean.
But one thing else I want to hit on here real quick before we jump off here, too, you said something about words and speaking to yourself. Don't speak negative words to yourself. Yes. Right. Talk a little bit about that, because I know you're big on that, too.
Never tell yourself you're dumb. I mean, you guys, your brain doesn't know the difference. Even if you're talking about somebody else and you're calling somebody else dumb, your brain thinks you're talking to yourself. So talk to everybody like you want to be talked to. You know, like, oh, that didn't go the best, but we'll get there next time. You know, like, you have to stay positive. You know, like, oh, this went wrong. Okay, good. Now we know how to do it right. I mean, just constantly really pay attention to what you're saying, what you're thinking, and the people are talking to you that are just year round every day. I mean, get rid of them. I mean, you can still be friends with them. I actually had somebody, you know, the really close friend in my life. And I told him, I said, you're not living the kind of life that I have the best for you. And you're not better than anybody now. You're just trying to do different things. You have different goals. You know, I mean, set the goals. Every time we've set a goal, that's exactly what we've hit. I mean, it's amazing. Set a goal that scares you. I mean, really, what's the worst case? You don't hit it. You come close, but you'd be shocked. You'll usually you come right where you wanted to go.
Mm-hmm. Set big goals. That's what I say. With that, we're going to jump off here because it's not your connection, Rich. It's my connection on this side that it keeps doing this. And so we've been at it for almost 45 minutes. So we're probably going to get kicked out of this building here before too long. We're actually in another building, not ours. And it's a pretty cool place in here.
Amazing.
Here's what it looks like. You talk about a pretty cool setup here of a podcast room. I'd love to have something like this. It's a big old 35,000 square foot building that we're in right now. But with that said, I hope you all have a great night. What are some words of wisdom as we leave here?
But real quick, really
join
come talk
King,
to me.
KingOfPressureWatch.com.
Yes. It's the best value you could. I mean, it's ridiculous. Better. Hey, do it within the next couple of weeks, because I'm going to talk to him about doubling his pricing. So, I mean, more than it costs in a year. You guys at the Huge, if anyone's in Michigan or going through Michigan, call me and come by. We'll show you the shop, how we do it. We're definitely not the best, you know, but we're trying to do the best we can. You know, or go talk to Randy Beeston or JC. Those guys run awesome companies. Just, you know, words of advice. Just keep being great, guys. That's it.
Awesome. Well, thank you for showing up tonight. And thanks for the impromptu video. And I hope you all might have to watch this video on the replay so you don't go and keep going on. So hope you all have a great night, and we'll talk at you all later.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys, that is all the time we have for today's show on the King of Pressure Wash podcast. I know you found this as exciting as I did. If you appreciate the work we do it here at King of Pressure Wash, be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And give this episode a 5-star review. I would appreciate it very much. This helps me get to other people so that they can be successful just like you can be also. And if you're looking to start and grow your own pressure washing business to give you and your family financial freedom, time freedom, be sure to sign up at thekingofpressurewash.com so you can be the king of pressure washing in your area.